Chapter 21 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie, Empress Jun has arrived, the Empress Dowager has arrived. Following the two loud announcements from the female officials, Empress Jun and Empress Dowager took their seats, which also indicated that the Mid-Autumn Festival banquet had officially begun. Xu Ting and Du Cyan sat together, and the table in front of them was filled with moon cakes, melons, fruits, pastries and other things with various fillings. Of course, there was wine and side dishes for drinking, each of which was very expensive, but it seems that people had no appetite. No one ate at such a banquet, all palaces people ate their meals in their own palaces before they came to the banquet. Du Cyan also ate in the Empress Dowager's palace. He asked Xu Ting in a low voice, Chong Ning, have you eaten with the seventh Empress daughter? Xu Ting was physically strong, and it didn't matter if she missed two meals, so she said, it's not a problem. When she said that, Du Cyan knew that she hadn't eaten, so he took a moon cake from the table in front of him. You eat this first. If you want to drink later, it's not good to have nothing in your stomach. The Empress Jun was sitting on the highest level in the front, with the Empress Dowager on the left and the Noble Emperor on the right, showing the status of these two people in the Empress's Jun heart. The Empress Dowager's position was side by side with the Empress Jun, and below were the Empress's harem beauties and Empress daughters and princes, as well as the royal family members. At this banquet, Xu Ting recognized all the royal family members at once. The most important ones were the Empress's daughters who had already reached adulthood, the eldest Empress daughter Yan Yunjin, the Prince Yan Yunchen, the fourth Empress daughter Yan Yuntong and the seventh Empress daughter Yan Yunshu. The Empress stood up and announced, "The time is right, let's begin." The graceful singing and dancing suddenly flowed into the open space in the middle, and the sound of the silk and bamboo orchestral strings was as intoxicating as the moonlight. Everything was desolate in autumn, but there were many plants in the imperial garden and there were even palace servants who change ornamental plants seasonally. It was absolutely impossible for the Empress to see a desolate imperial garden. In case the Empress was in a bad mood, she would directly cut off people's heads. With the refreshing night breeze, there was a faint fragrance of flowers. After a wave of songs and dances, Yan Ming, the eight princes, held his head high and attended the ceremony, saying that he would perform a dance for the Empress Jun. I wish the mother a clear sea and rivers, the people live and work in peace and contentment, and enjoy a bright moon together. The Empress was pleased to hear it, and immediately granted permission, and praised Yan Ming. Yan Ming immediately went to change his dance clothes, and then came out with a group of dancers. When the music sounded, Yan Ming danced with the music with a soft and slender waist, moving in dance, worthy of being Empress's son. All the women kept their eyes straight, after all, this was the Empress's son. Empress Jun sat while smiling and looking at the sun who offered a dance in the center, as if she did not know how much contempt was hidden under the decent smiles of the other harem people. Yan Ming looked like his father. Back then, his father was a unique dancer. He was admitted to the harem by the Empress. After seeing this dance, the Empress must be impressed by him. What a good way, everyone knows, a good prince who was trained by his father to be a dancer with art. When the dance was over, Yan Ming was panting and dripping with sweat. Mother, I have finished dancing. Good, you have the style of your father back then, what do you want? The mother will reward you. Yan Ming immediately cheered and said, thank you, mother. With a twinkle in his eye, he saw Du Cyan on the table and said to the Empress Jun, mother, Lord Xu Shi was famous before he got married, and he is outstanding in playing strings instruments. Today is the Mid-Autumn Festival. Why not let Lord Du play something? The whole banquet was quiet, Xu Ting's peaceful expression was cold for an instant, but fortunately, it was hidden by night, so it was not noticed. Du Cyan never imagined that he would suffer such an incident. And he was incredibly stupid towards the eighth prince. That was right, among the four princes in the capital, one of them was the eighth prince Yan Ming. This title was an honor for Du Cyan and other official princes, but it was a joke for the eighth prince. Son of the Empress, why fighting for such a name? It was simply out of grade. Otherwise, there was not only one Prince Yan Ming in the palace, but there were many people who were better than him. Why didn't he see other princes? Du Cyan couldn't think of when he had offended Yan Ming. He met Yan Ming for the first time today. Nonsense. The Empress Dowager suddenly spoke up and reprimanded, the Empress is so honored, how can you put on any kind of performance in front of the Empress? Du Cyan immediately understood the good intentions of the Empress Dowager, immediately raised both hands, palms and back of the hands to each other, leaned down and bowed, forehead knocked on his hands, Wen Weichen's skill is shallow, I dare not show ugliness in front of your majesty. The Empress's eyes narrowed, she didn't know what he was thinking, and she said casually, it doesn't matter, Wen Wei is my nephew, and his marriage with Xu Ting is what I personally arranged. I also want to see Wen Weichen's talent, so I must not lose the chance. TN, Wen Weichen is Du Xian. The Empress Dowager showed reproach in her tone, Empress, this is not polite. Yan Ming performed for his mother. It could also be said that his filial piety was commendable, and no one dared to despise it. But what did Du Xian have? Besides, he was still a married man, this was just like an insult. Xu Ting slightly lowered his eyelids. The old fox, Empress, was forcing Du Xian. Just as King Zhou forced his officials to eat his daughter's meat to verify their loyalty to him in ancient times. The Empress was really suspicious of the Xu family. Xu Ting felt Du Xian's body tremble slightly, and she reached out under the table and held Du Xian's hand. Du Xian was shocked, and Xu Ting responded. He didn't dare to turn his head, but his heart settled down inexplicably. If the Empress insisted on letting Du Xian play, she would go up and perform a sword dance for the Emperor. In this way, all eyes can be shifted to her, so that everyone could ignore the fact that Du Xian performed music at the banquet. During the Mid-Autumn Festival, the generals danced swords to celebrate the consolidation of the mountains and rivers, which showed their loyalty to the Empress. It's just a family dinner. I just love Wenwei. I think that Empress Minzhi's younger brother was also a master of string instruments back then. The whole Dian can't find a better one. Empress Minzhi's younger brother has gone. I don't know how much Wen Weichen has inherited from his father. When the words had come to this point, it would be tantamount to disobeying the decree if Du Xian excused himself, so he had no choice but to say, Wen Wei will perform. Xu Ting immediately planned to get up with Du Xian and play the sword for the Empress. Unexpectedly, there was a voice from the opposite seat, Your Majesty, playing the string alone is too monotonous, Xu Ting is also good, how about allowing Xu Ting and Wen Weichen to play a song together? It turned out to be Tai Nu Zhengjun.